That's a lot of cameras. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I've been in front of a few cameras, but not as many as this. Yeah, about the incident, you know, I said all I needed to say about that. I care for somebody, and that's what I was, you know, taught to do. And ever since I was young, you know, when somebody needs help, and you help them out, and unfortunately, I didn't end up the way, you know, I thought it would. It was just a whirlwind of stuff, and for me, you know, 22-year-old and a 21-year-old at that time, you know, just trying to get your thoughts right, you know, everybody's just kind of chaos for a little bit, so you let the chaos die down and wait till everybody's ready to listen. People doubting because I took a while to come out. I think, you know, from our point of view, we wanted to let everything come out first and then have, you know, my side come out. And so, you know, the way that we did it, I felt worked best for me. And, you know, I'm just, you know, very grateful for, you know, those who helped me to get through that time, because, you know, I think it went over as smoothly as it could. It's definitely embarrassing. You're walking through grocery stores and you kind of, like, you know, give people double takes, you know, see if they're staring at you. You know, it's definitely embarrassing. And it's I guess it's part of the process. It's part of the journey. But, you know what? It's only going to make me stronger, and it definitely has. If I was still embarrassed, I wouldn't be standing in front of you. It could be a hurdle, but it could also be a great opportunity to show who you really are. And that's the way I've approached it, and it's been a great growing experience for me. For me, I've learned, first to be, you know, just to be honest, you know, in anything you do and everything, you know, from the big things to the small things. Secondly, to keep your circle very small, and to... you know, to really understand who's really in your corner and who's not. I think, you know, going off of the season that my team and I had, you know, there was a lot of people in our corner. And then when January 16th happened, there's a lot of people in the other corner. And so and I just learned to appreciate the people that I have that are with me, and to just make sure that you always try to turn a negative thing into a positive. And I got overwhelming at times. I think the hardest part, and I've said, was, you know, just to see, you know, not necessarily my first name, but it's my last name. You know, everybody here, you know, you treasure your last name. You know, that's what you hold dear. You know, that's something that when you pass on, the only thing that stays with you, stays here, is your last name. And so to see my last name everywhere, and to know that I represented, you know, my family. One of the positive things about what I went through is I've learned to empathize with those who are going through the same thing. You know, those who are going through some hard times or getting attention that, you know, they don't necessarily want. And it just taught me, and, you know, from going through that, to always just, you know, give somebody a benefit of a doubt. You know, just say, hey, you never know. You know, in closing, just like to thank everybody for being here. It's been it's hard, but tremendous ride for me and my family and the University of Notre Dame. I'd like to thank my parents, my family, my friends, the University of Notre Dame, and, you know, everybody who supports me. And I couldn't do without all of you. And just hopefully after this, I answer the things I need to answer, and, you know, we can move on with football. So thank you, everybody.